The following audio drama is rated PG-13 for parental guidance.
Hi everyone, this is Kenan, the Dungeon Master and host of Top of the Round. Top of the Round is an actual play podcast fueled by the power of Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition, featuring heavy roleplay, mysterious characters, and a dark world filled with secrets. What happens when a naive druid, a mysterious drow elf, and an orphaned monk are roped into becoming melmen for a goddess? Our showcase features a scene from episode 21, Favors, where things are getting a little dicey. Thanks for listening!
Since both of you think these letters are so important, someone start telling me about the ivory celestial, or I'm going to start ripping these up.
Chaz, give me the letters.
No.
Give me the letters.
No. Tell me. Stop keeping secrets from me. We're a team.
Give me the letters. I will deal with her.
Chaz looks you in the eye and rips one in half.
Ooh. Oh.
Shit.
That was a bad move, Chaz. She turns invisible.
Chaz, please don't do that. This isn't it was not wise.
Well, tell me what's going on. I can still fix it. I have mending. I can fix it.
Fix it now, and I'll tell you something.
Chaz puts the two pieces back together and casts mending on it.
You see the pieces of paper form, but the wording's gone.
Well, that's great. Chaz, please give me the letters.
Chaz grabs another one and goes, tell me what's going on.
We both work for the same people.
You work with Lulu?
No, I don't directly work with Lulu.
What do you mean?
We had different bosses.
You guys work for the same group?
We both work for the Ivory Celestial.
So what do you do for him, then? Do you have to follow people, too? Like she stalks Vivi?
Ooh.
Sometimes.
What are you supposed to be doing, then? Do we not hear Lulu anymore? Is she just gone, or did she just go invisible?
You don't know. She rolled a really high stealth check.
I think that's enough for now. Give me the letters.
My god, he looks so sassy.
No. I want to know what's going on. I want to know what the deal is.
He's holding me hostage.
Seku.
Okay, so I head to where I remembered the weapons storage area be.
Right, so you get to the end of the really large dining room, open the door. Do you go outside?
Okay, this is a question I have for you.
Yes.
When I look outside, does it look like the outside in my vision, or does it look like the current outside condition? Like I'd be stepping out of the protection of where I am now
Please
and into something else.
Please don't leave us here.
That's what I need to know.
It looks like the current outside.
Then no, I'm not stepping outside. Okay. I'm going to sigh, turn around, and run back to where I hear Chaz and Talus having a heated discussion.
Okay.
Give me the letters, and I will deal with her. Don't rip them, okay?
What happened when I ripped out the words disappeared? Why did that happen?
Roll intelligence checks.
Both of us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Crit failed.
Wow, I rolled a 2.
Wow. I'll say, Seku, you hear him ask that. Roll an intelligence as well.
19.
Okay, thank God. You know that mending only fixes the physical. It doesn't fix the magical.
Mm. Oh, so I have an answer for that. So I've seen that before. So when you break something and you use mending, it only fixes the physical part of an item, but it does not repair any magical things involved in it or on it.
Why would a letter be written in magic?
Yeah, Talus.
Talus fastens the bag she was filling full of all the gold and then stows it.
Okay.
Why? Were they able to collect all the gold and stuff?
Yes, mostly Talus, but yes.
Oh, good. Okay.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I am also curious. I know that there has been a lot of questions about you and Lulu, and you have some sort of connection, but I think it would be better for myself and Chaz to know what we are involved in.
Everyone roll perception checks with disadvantage because you're distracted talking to each other.
Perception?
15.
Also 15.
19.
All right, Talus, out of the corner of your eye, you see an albino tiefling wearing loose dark blue silk robes, and she has a dark blue cloak on and a dark blue marble plague mask and black horns that curl around her head.
Where is she?
On the porch. And she looks like she's looking for someone.
Excuse me, I'm just broken right now. I would like to try and grab the letters.
Which ones?
The ones that Chaz has.
Okay, pose dex if you don't want her to, Chaz.
I crit fail.
16.
You grab them.
Why do you want those letters so bad, tell us?
I want to solve this issue.
How does that
Ripping
solve
them is not going to do anything.
What does it do? You seem very concerned.
Other than blinking the letter, what did it do? Did it do anything else?
Yes, shouldn't we know this?
I don't know for sure, but I know the more that we anger Lulu, the more trouble we're in.
Well, then we
Hello.
Should...
Hello? Whoever's in there?
Ah, who? Hi.
Who's that?
So we see that person that you described?
Yeah. The dark blue marble plague mask has a singular bar eye slot across the middle.
Hey, who's that? Who are you?
That's none of your business.
It is if you're trying to talk to us.
What do you want?
Well, I would like my... let's call her my coworker. She...
is rude.
You have some letters that I gave to her, and I would like them back.
She had letters for us, and she wouldn't give them back, and then she threw them in another dimension because she's rude.
Listen, she's impeding the progress of my mission.
Is that you, Talus?
Hi.
It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
Talus, you know this person? Who is it?
I don't understand why you know so many people when you're so hard to speak to.
Yeah, how do you have more friends than us?
That's a good question.
She's 300 years old.
I've been around a while, Chaz. Talus is going to walk up to the door but not go out. Listen, Lulu's in my way. I'm on a mission directly from the Auburn Celestial. I need her to return the letters that she sent into the alternate dimension so that we can return her letters and then leave and get out of her way.
The letters on the floor right there?
Yeah.
She reaches out her hand and you guys don't see the letters move until they pass through the doorframe and they just suddenly appear and then fly into her hand.
Talus is going to walk outside the door with the other letters.
See, was that so hard?
And then she's going to hand them, or start to hand them out, as like an exchange.
And she takes them?
I take the other letters?
Do we feel like Talus is in danger at this point?
I don't know, do you?
No. No? Chaz doesn't. He feels like this other person's way more reasonable than Lulu.
See, okay. If Lulu just did that in the first place, this would have been solved a long time ago.
Lulu doesn't seem to be as intelligent as this person is.
She give the letters readily?
She hasn't given them back yet.
Oh. Talus is going to hold out her hand.
This could have all been avoided, Talus. You know you don't need these.